We know that machlekes, it's a terrible, terrible thing, and we know that machlekes destroys people, destroys communities, destroys Klal Yisrael on the whole. The question is a very specific Isser in the Torah regarding machlekes. Certainly there are other Isserim which are incorporated in machlekes as the Isser, like Sisna Tzachichah B'Vecha, while may not hate any other Yid, whether it erupts in open warfare or not, hatred of any Yid is utter. It's a very specific Isser of machlekes in the Torah. That question hinges upon a pasuk in this week's parasha. Zikaron l'bnei Yisrael, Hashem Baruch Hu tells Moshe to take the machlekes where they brought Ketores, and they should use that as a tefillah mizbeach. And the purpose of making this coating on the mizbeach is so that there should be a zikaron l'bnei Yisrael. V'chulu v'layiyak kairach v'chadosai. They should not be like kairach and adosai. The Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch say this does not indicate, even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin says so, this does not indicate a lav to engage in machlekes. It's merely saying that one should be aware that one who is involved in machlekes is asking for destruction. Therefore, zikaron l'bnei Yisrael, this is what's going to happen. But there is no lav here. However, the Ramban and the Smak say otherwise. The Ramban and the Smak, and likewise, the Mishavur and Simchuf and Vav brings us down la halacha that there's indeed a lav to engage in machlekes. This pasuk of layia kekarech v'chadosa is specifically a lav on machlekes. Now we have that said. However, the Ramban in truth is somewhat enigmatic, because the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, what is this lav? The lav is not to engage in any activity which seeks to undermine the institution of kahuna. To take kahuna and invalidate it, attempt to invalidate it in any way, is an isser. That is the isser. That is the karech attempted to do, and that is what is usser. Says the Ramban, umisham haitiu chazal, that any machlokes is usser. The question is, if a specific issue is, if the Ramban's understanding on a simple level that the issue is to invalidate kahuna, to argue against the institution of kahuna, so how do you get to general machlokes? It sounds like talacha and halachas kahuna, just like talacha v'kidashtai, and so on and so forth. Talacha is how we act towards the leadership of kahuna. So it sounds like that, but how do you get to general machlokes from that? So perhaps one could suggest that there's a concept of shulim. I'll do my business method. In Yahadus, it's not really the way it works. You could argue there's no fights going on, but we're hard-pressed to call that shalom bayis. That's not shalom. That don't come together. That's not shalom. It's an act of violence. You want to murder somebody. That's shalom. How is that orchestrated? You know, we have 100 pieces here. Go ahead, do what you want to do. No problem. Instrument, everyone picks their own tune. You don't have shalom. You have chaos. Shalom means that everyone understands that everyone has a role. Every player in the orchestra understands. Every musician understands that someone else has a role as well. I have a role. He has a role. I can't shepherd his role. I can't bother him. Everyone understands and respects as a leader that they're following. Significant way to undermine the whole cohesiveness of the orchestra is to go after the conductor. If you start talking about the conductor and saying how he's not fit to run the show, the whole thing falls apart. On a lesser level, if you say the guy next to you, who's playing some trumpet or anything else, if you bother him, you're also, on some level, going to ruin the overall tune. Sholem are measured not so much by whether or not I get along, I fight over a parking spot with the guy. Machlokes and Sholem, primarily through the Ramban's prism of the way he's viewing it, is mostly working together. We're on the same page and we're building. Undermining kahuna and undermining maisha, which is the godless satayr, to undermine the chachamim, scenario undermining the system. Challenge people who are our neighbors, our friends. We are undermining our ability to work with them and build with them in Avodas Hashem. And that all fits into the same paradigm of machlokes towards Avodas Hashem.